This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wechitatu ndira 28, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Dare repamusorosoro rinoti kunyomba mutungamiri wenyika munyaya dzematongerwo enyika uchiti chikwambo haisi mhosva.
Varimi vanoratidzira pamuzinda wezanupf vachiti mutungamiri wenyika apindire panyaya dzembeu nefotereza, zvinonzi hazvina kufambiswa zvakanaka nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Dare repamusorosoro, nhasi rarasa nyaya ina dzanga dzakwidzwa kudare iri dzevanhu vanga vachipomerwa mhosva yekutuka mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Imwe yenyaya idzi ndeyekunyomba vaMugabe vachinzi chikwambo. Asi dare iri rati vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika vanonyombana, nekudaro nyaya dzekunyombana hadzisi nyaya dzingauyiswe kumatare kana kusungisana. Asi mutemo weCriminal Law Codification and Reform Act Section 31 unoti imhosva kutuka mutungamiri wenyika sezvo kunenge kuri kumuzvidza nekumuninipisa. Dare reConstitutional Court gore rapera rainge rati mutemo uyu ubviswe, asi rikapa gurukota rezvemutemo vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa mukana wekupikisa. Vamwe vanga vari kudare inhengo mbiri dzebato reMDCT, kusanganisira munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Mwonzora, ava vanga vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti vainge vati vaMugabe chikwambo. Mumwe murume akaendeswa kudare achinzi ainge anyomba vaMugabe paWhatsApp nekutumira mifananidzo yavaMugabe yekunyomba vasina kusimira.
Asi vatongi vose vedare reConstitutional Court vachitungamirwa nemutongi mukuru vaGodfrey Chityosiku varasa nyaya dzose idzi vakasimbaradza kuti kunyombana munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika chigariro uye haisi mhosva. Vapawo semuenzaniso wezviri kuitika muZANUPF zvekuti vamwe vari kunzi zvipfukuto, vamwe vachinzi igama talks, vakati handi nyaya dzavanotarisira kuti dziunzwe kudare sezvo kuri kupedzera hoko padehwe retsindi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu richishanda nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vaZimbabwe Chibwa kuti tinzwe mafambiro aita zvinhu.
Dare guru remuno muZimbabwe reConstitutional Court rarasha nyaya dzanga dzaunzwa idzi richibvumirana nevasungwa kuti mazwi akataurwa aya haanganzwiwo ari kutsoropodza mukuru wenyika NTE. Iyo state nemapurisa vanga vasingafarunge vakasunga vanhu ivavava. Raratidza iro kuti kungosunga-sunga vanhu vachinzi vari kutuka mukuru wenyika uku zvinoratidza kunge kutambisa nguva, nekuti kazhinji kazhinji kacho zvinoitika vanhu vachitaurawo pavanenge vari mudzimba dzavo nenzvimbo dzavanenge vari. Hadzisi nyaya dzine dzichifarwa kuramba dzichingounzwa kumatare edzimhosva, nekuti kune dzimwe nyaya dzakakosha dzinofarwa kunangana nadzo nemapurisa edu.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti vatongi vataura nezvezvipfukuto negama toksi, zvanga zvaita sei apa?
Vanga vakanangana iwo nenyaya iyo yavamonzora. Vamonzora vakasungwa panguva yaitwa maningati makambeini tisati tava nema-2013 elections. Ende vari kunziwo vakadedza mutungamiri wenyika kuti igoblin. Saka dare guru renyika rara kuti konhaizve mukata basa rekungosunga mapolitician. Ibasa ravo kare kungotukana vakamba vapa ivo muenzaniso wezvirikuitika mazuva ano vari kuti vamwe vari kungonzi magamatoks vamwe vari kungonzi mawivho zvino ungaita basa rekusunga shuwa mapolitician anoita basa rekungotukana muri idzodzo nyaya dzekutsvaka masimba idzi vataura ivo kuti kutambisa nguva yedare
gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu richishanda nezimbabwe lawyers for human rights vadzimbabwe chibwa vari parunare muharare
zvichakadaro mutongi mukuru wedare repamusoro vanovhemba muchiya nhasi vati vachanzwa mangwana nyaya yakakwidzwa kudare iri nevagari vepapurazi remanzou kumazowe vachiti havasi kufara nekuiswa kwembizi papurazi iri vamuchiya vati vari kuda kumbozeya mapepa ose akaturwa kudare vakaendeswa kumatare nevarimi vepamanzou igurukota rezvezviwanikwa gurukota remukati menyika gurukota reminda uye bazi rezim parks vose ava vanonzi vari kuzvidza dare rakati vanhu ava vasadzingwa papurazi vasati vawanirwa kwekuenda
mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe vasvika nhasi muaddis ababa kuethiopia uko kuri kuitirwa musangano weafrican union musangano uyu uri kutarisirwa kudoma sachigaro mutsva weafrican union nemusi wemugovera vamugabe ava vanova mutevedzeri wasachigaro weau wekutanga pari zvino vari kutarisirwa kudomwa kuti vatore chigaro ichi musangano uyu uri kuitwa apo africa yakatarisana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira kusagadzikana kuri munigeria kuchikonzerwa nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheboko haram pamwe nechirwere cheebola icho chauraya vanhu vakawanda kunyika dzekumawirira kweafrica asi mubvunzo uri kubvunzwa nevamwe ndewekuti kana vamugabe vakatora chigaro chekutungamira african union vachagona here kugadzirisa matambudziko aya mutungamiri ngomo westudio 7 abata mukuru wesangano recoalition for market and liberal solutions uye vachiongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vari joyce ngwenya kuti tinzwe maonero avo
ripota chekuti murume uyu anonzi robert mugabe ari kutonga nyika ine urombo hunotyisa muno muafrica zviuru nezviuru zvavanhu vezimbabwe zviri kumhanya zvichienda kunze kwenyika mafactory mazhinji akavhagwa zvipatara zviri kunetsa hazvina kana mishonga magirekisi ari kuenda saka iwo matambudziko ari kuda kunangana navo africa wavo akatofanana neari kumba kunoku kwaasiya kunoku harari kubulawayo saka handisi yekuti basa raari kutoranananaro here ibasa ratinga rinopiwa munhu nokuti anogona basa kungopiwa nokuti vanongochinjana zvigaro zveau asi vamugabe havana midzi inokwanisa kuti vagadziridze dambudziko reafrica vachitadza kugadziridzwa dambudziko riri mumba mavo
nyaya yeboko haramu kunigeria uko inyaya yanetsa zvikuru muri kuona here vamugabe vachigona kubatanidza vatungamiri vemuafrica kurwisana nedambudziko iri
izvi zvingavati nepene sezvandataura kuti zvava kuda mutungamiri atingati anofarirwa nenyika dzakawanda ane legitimacy kubatanidza vanhu vakaita senigeria vane matambudziko ari pamusoro iwe uchitadza ari kumba wako chavangangogona chete ndechekuti vangobatanidza vanhu vanokwanisa kutonga zvisiri pamutemo vana kabhini anevero vamwe kuegypto mamwe kuswaziland kungovafadza chete kuti aiwa inini ramba muchikuita zvamuri kuita nokuti ininiwo ndo zvandiri kuita ende ndingoramba ndingorecognizwa neau saka handitombooni kuti vangazvikwanisa izvi iri basa ravatinangana naro iri ibasa rakagosha chokwadi vafanira kuchera churu nechipunu
vari joyce ngwenya ndivo mukuru wesangano recoalition for market and liberal solutions uye vachiongororawo nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vanga vachitaura vari parunare muharare natungamiri ngomo westudio 7
zvichakadaro imwe nhengo yesangano reworld african diaspora union inoti musangano weafrican union une mukana mukuru wekusarudza mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe sasachigaro mutsva weau Dr. Blondie Chitunya Wilson, chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kupinda mumisangano yemasangano akazvimirira iri kuitwa muAddis Ababa kuEthiopia. Dr. Chitunya Wilson ndiwo mukuru weWorld African Diaspora Union. Amai Chitunya Wilson vanoti havabvumirano nevamwe vavo varumumasangano akazvimirira eThe Africa We Want Coalition kuti vamugabe havakodziri kutora matomu ekuita sachigaro weAU. Sandra Nyera weStudio 7 ataura navo kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Maonero andinozviita ndezvekuti semunhu ane experience ye security ne peace because muZimbabwe tatine dambudziko rehondo ende nenyaya yebiriri zvonga ringoitika rangachiitika muZimbabwe rematongerwo enyika hatina kukwanisa kuzonyatsoita imwe hondo chaiyo sezvinoita dzimwe nyika so saka izvozvo zvinomupa makribu zvinopa President Mugabe macredentials ekuti vavhoterwe
ko zviri kutaurwa nemasangano akazvimirira egaya anova vamamwacho vemunoshandawo navo ari kuti maonero avo nyaya dzemirizhonga dzaiitika muZimbabwe pari zvino avaone zvakakodzera munofunga zvimwe chete zvinavo here
ndosaka ndataura ndichiti izvo kana mukaongorora dzimwe nyika dzinoshandisa zvombo Zimbabwe haina kusvika pastage iyoyo ende nenyaya yekuti yematengerwo enyika ngachiitwa muZimbabwe emapata akasiyana ekuti MDC nezanupf hazvina kuzosvika pakuti vanhu vaende kunobatirana pfuti chaidzo so saka ipapo ndopanoona macredentials akakwana sokuti mukatarisa zviri kuitika kwana Somalia kwana Sudani zvinongoita kuti President Mugabe vavhoterwe nevanhu pachigare ichocho mukatarisa zviri kuita kuLibya zvinoita kuti President Mugabe vavhoterwe pachigare ichocho
munofunga here imimi kuti basa remuAfrican Union iri rinodiwa kuita kusimudzira African Union muchitarisa izvozvo zvamuri kutaura nezvimwewo vanokwanisa kurisimudza basa iri
ndielda muna neexperience muAfrica zvekuti pese panandichifamba kuaccreditation ndandichinzwa vanhu vachiti you know like kana ndati ndinobva kuZimbabwe vangu vachiti President Mugabe ndidhini weAfrica ndikati zvinorevei izvozvo zvikanzaiwa ndiye watinoda ndiye ari kuziya ndiye ane experience even though aine makore akawanda ndiye aona zvakawanda
vanga vari mukuru weWorld African Diaspora Union Dr. Blondie Chitunya Wilson vachitaura naSandra Nyaira weStudio 7 vari muAddis Ababa kuEthiopia.
Zvichakadaro, Politburo yeZANU-PF nhasi yaomba komiti ichaongorora nyaya yekuti bato iri rodzinga here kana kuti kwete vaiona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa mubato iri vaDidmus Mutasa. Dunhu reManicaland rakanyorera tsamba kuPolitburo richiti vamutasa vanofanira kudzingwa nekuti vainge vachishora bato uye utungamiri webato vachitiwo havasi kutambira zvakaitwa paCongress yakaitwa muna zvita iyo vanoti aiwe mahumbwe. Sachigaro wekomiti iyi mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika wechipiri vaPelekezela Mpoko vanoona nezvekurongwa kwemusangano weZANU-PF vaSevia Kasukuwere, munyori anoona nezvemitemo vaPatrick Chinamasa uye vanotungamira basa reWomen's League amai Grace Mugabe pamwe nemunyori wechidiki muzvare Pupurai Togarepi uye vaKembo Mohadi. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Vamwe varimi nhasi varatidzira pamuzinda webato riri kutonga reZANU-PF vachiti havasi kufara nemafambisirwo akaitwa mari dzavo dzaifanira kutenga mbeu nefetereza nevamwe vakuru vakuru vari mubato iri vachiti vanoda kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatore matano panyaya iyi. Mutoro wedenau Thomas Tripasi anoti panyaya inotevera.
Varimi ava vanga vachidarika mazana maviri vaungana pamuzinda weZANU-PF muHarare nhasi mangwanani panguva iyo komiti huru yebato iri yePolitburo yanga iri mumusangano vachiti havasi kufara nekushayiswa kwavakaitwa mbeu nefetereza nevakuru vakuru vekambani yeLush Investments vashanda pamwe chete neYouth League yebato iri. Vanga vachitungamira varatidziri ava vaagripa Luwanja vaudza Studio 7 kuti havasi kufara nekutadza kwavari kuita kurima nepamusana pekushaya zvekushandisa mukurima zvakafanana nembeu nefetereza.
Varimi hatikati vari kuratidza, vari kuda kuti president vaone, vari kufungidzira kuti vari kuhandla ishu yavo, havasusisa nyaya yavo kuna president. Handiti satoro vanhu vari kuda kuti president vazvizive kuti varimi vari kubirwa, they need protection from the ministry. Imagine 80,200 farmers, they have not been addressed by the mother ministry, you know.
Valuwanja vanoti chirikuva netsa ndechekuti hapana ari kutora matano kunyange hazvo nyaya iyi yakasvika munzeve dzevamwe vakuru mubato iri.
Maona. Saka tiri kuti that communication takaita kuna president wakapa mhinda kuti mafarmers vabatsirwa. But we are worried kuti ngei nanhasi pasina munhu ari kuita konsene kuti akuuye kuzonyatsotaura kuti kana pasina rubatsiro mafarmers oziva kuti no gore rinerara takungofana nenzara. But as far as we are concerned, we are here. Nekuti takataurwa kuti tiri kubatsirwa. Atisati atarwa kuti no rubatsiro rwaro harisi kuuya. Saka we want the president kuti vazive kuti no while it's nguva iri kupera president todzokera kuminda tinorime nyika igute.
Mumwe wevaratidziri ava amai Regina Mazivananga vanotiwo chiri kunyanya varwadza ndechekuti vamwe vakuru vakuru vezano PF vari kushandisa zita remusangano kubira vanhu vari kutotamburawo zvavo.
Since November chemanyeo chakabirwa input ne youth league zano PF joint venture last. But since that president wakapa authority kuti tibatsirwe but hapana kana aruda kuti addressa even the minister of agriculture even minister Chombo he doesn't even want to talk to us. It's very painful. Chakatora mari dzedu dzatatina dzoga tikati takubatsirikana since pakatora pakapinda zvan PF ne Zima State nyaya Zima State we thought kuti ndomukana kuti tisimuke tipromote vachipromota land reform program but everything asi dakufamba sezvataitarisira chiri kurwadziwa tine maincidente kuti vamwe vedu vakasvika pakuzvarira tikagara pano tichabatsirwa hapana kutibatsira ende tikatarisa zvekare ka agriculture muno muzimbabwe ka ndo backbone neekonomi yedu nekuda kwemamiriro akaita zvinhu panguva inoyi.
Amai Mazivananga vati chibage chavo chava kutsvukuruka nepamusana pekushayiwa fetereza uye vanoti zvavo pachena kuti munyika mungangoita nzara yakakura zvikuru gore rino sezvo varimi vanodarika zviuru zvisere nemazana maviri vasina kukwanisa kuwana mbeu pamwe nefetereza paine nguva.
November, December, January takupera maFebruary still yani tisakwa tendwaka vamwe takadyara mbeu dzemundura dzisina fertilizer tiri kuninda fertilizer and we are promised mchaona fertilizer. Ela tinyewo dzimangwana mangwana munobatsirwa mangwana 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 asingasvike it's so painful.
Mumwe wevarimi ava vaJason Chirinda avo vati vanobva kudunhu reMashonaland Central vati vakarasikirwa nemari yakawanda zvikuru vanyeperwa nevanhu veLush Investments kuti vachazopiwa mbeu vanotiwo tsvagiridzo yavo yakaburitsa pachena kuti gurukota rezvekurima vaJoseph Made pamwe negurukota rezvematunhu vaIgnatius Chombo ndevamwe vakashanda nekambani yeLush Investments mukusafambisa zvakanaka mari dzevarimi mumatunhu ese munyika. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi ravamade panyaya iyi sezvo vanga vasiri kudayira mbozha nhare yavo uye vaChombo vati vanga vari mumusangano.
Chombo wenyu imbavha amai vaChombo.
Varatidziri ava havana kuzokwanisa kutaura navamugabe avo vanga vari mumusangano wepolitibhuro. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri musakanganwe kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yashika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Sangano reUnited Nations rinoti mumwe wevachengetedzi verunyararo musangano iri muLebanon aurayiwa nhasi panguva iyo mauto emuIsrael ari kuridzirana pfuti nechikwata chemuLebanon cheHezbollah mukurwisana kunotyisa kusati kwamboitika kubva muna 2006. Israel inoti mauto ayo maviri afa mukurwisana uku. United Nations irikurudzira kusarwisana zvachose kuitira kuti zvinhu zvisarambe zvichita manyama mire nerongo.
Nengo dzeparamende muAfghanistan dzaramba kutambira vanhu vakawanda vanga vadomwa nemutungamiri wenyika iye vaAshraf Ghani senhengo dzedare remakurukota. Mukuvhota kwaitwa nhasi, dare repasi raramba kutambira vanhu gumi kubva pavanhu gumi nevapfumbamwe vanga vadomwa navaGhani.
Mutungamiri wehurumende yeGreece vaAlexis Tsipras vanoti vari kuda kuti vaite zvinhu zvinonakira munhu wese munhaurirano dzavo nevanokweretesa mari. VaTsipras vataura mashoko aya panguva iyo vari kuedza kushandura zvisungo zvakatarirwa nyika iyi nesangano reEuropean Union.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizard kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizard tsvagai channel yakanzi CHZIM. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare. Mosikana zvakare kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CHZIM. Channel ZIM inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaInternet pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemuwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
Kusamira zvakanaka kwenyaya dzoupfumi munyika kunonzi kwaita kuti Zimbabwe ive imwe nyika nhatu dziri pasi dzinonzi hadzina rusununguko munyaya dzezveupfumi. Izvi zvakaburitswa netsvagurudzo yakaitwa nemakambani maviri anoti Heritage Foundation neWall Street Journal. Tsvagurudzo iyi, iyo inonzi 2015 Index of Economic Freedom, inoratidza kuti Zimbabwe iri pachinhambo chechizana nemakumi manomwe neshanu 175 kubva munyika zana nemakumi manomwe nesere 178 uye iine zvibodzwa makumi matatu nezvinomwe ichikwira nechinzvimbo chimwe chete kubva gore rapera. Masangano makuru maviri aya aitarisa zvinhu zvinobata rusununguko rweupfumi zvakaita semitemo yenyika, mitemo yezvemabhizimusi, kuvhurika kwemisika nezvimwe zvakadaro. Nyika nhatu dziri kumashure kweZimbabwe dzinoti Venezuela, Cuba neNorth Korea. Nyika gumi dziri pamusoro dzinosanganisira Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Austria neMauritius. Kutseketuka kweZimbabwe kunonzi kwakakonzerwa nekubatwa zvakanaka kwenyaya dzinosanganisira kushandiswa kwemari nehurumende. Studio 7 yakundikana kubata gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa kuti tinzwewo divi rehurumende patsvagurudzo iyi. Asi nyanzvi mune zveupfumi uye vachitungamira sangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze, vanoti Zimbabwe inokwanisa zvikuru kubuda mumatambudziko airi kana yakashandura mitemo inobata zvemabhizimusi.
Ongororo iyi inoitwa neHeritage Foundation. Vanotarisa iwo kuti munyika menyu vanhu vanoita mabasa avo ezveupfumi hwenyika zviri nyore here. Muchirungu inonzi Index of Economic Freedom. Vanhu vakasununguka here kuita zvavanoda kuti zvivawandutse. Saka zvinorova izvo kuti nyika yedu haina kusununguka kuti vanhu vanyatsoita mabasa avo zvakasununguka zvinoita kuti vawane pundutso. Saka zvinoreva izvo kuti tine utanhau rwavo hwakangowanda.
Zvikonzero zvipi zvapiwa kuti Zimbabwe inge iri pachinhano chairi ichochi?
Zvikonzero zvikuru ndezvokuti vanhu vanosununguka here kuti vaite mabasa avo. Yakangoda kufanana neinoitwa neWorld Bank yeEase of Doing Business rankings. Zvichireva izvo kuti vanenge vachitarisa vachiona kuti zviri nyore here kuti vanhu vatange mabhizinesi. Zviri nyore here kuti vanhu varegeste nemaloka authorities kana nema ministry zvirinyore here kuti vanhu vachengeteke inonzi property rights zvekuti business rako rakachengeteka harizogoni kutorwa zvakangofanana nezvatinoona kuminda zvaizvo zvekuti munda unogona kungotorwa saka ndozvavanenge vachitarisa izvozvo kuti zviri nyore here kutanga business zviri nyore here kuti ufambise business rako zviri nyore here kuti unze zvinhu zvaunenge uchida kushandisa zvingave vanhu zvingave capital goods dzaunoda kubvisa kune dzimwe nyika kupinza munyika ino kuti zvibatsire kuti business rako riwanduke business rako rakachengeteka here kana kuti rinogona kungozungunika kana kuti rinogona kungotorwa.
Vanga vari nyanzvi mune zveupfumi uye vachitungamira sangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze, vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Zvichakadaro, chikwata chavana muzvina bhizimisi vekuFrance vari kushanya munyika kwemazuva matatu, nhasi chaudza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuti chinoda kutanga mabhizimisi munyika uye chinotiwo vanoda vimbiso yehurumende yekuti mabhizimisi avo haazobvutwi pasi pemutemo wekupa masimba kuvatema. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura vasati vasangana navamugabe negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa, mukuru wechikwata ichi vaGerald Wolf vati kunyange hazvo zvinhu zviri kuenda zvichinaka muZimbabwe, hurumende inofanira kujekesa mutemo wayo wekupa masimba eupfumi kuvatema vemuno. Vati makambani kuFrance anoda kutanga mabhizimisi muZimbabwe uye anoda kugara muno kwenguva yakareba, nekudaro zvakakosha kuti azive kuti remangwana ravo rinenge rakamira sei uye kuti mutemo wenyika unovabvumidza here kuita izvi. Asi vave kutaura nevatori venhau mushure memusangano wavaita navamugabe navachinamasa kuState House, vaWolf vati vawanavo vimbiso kubva kuhurumende yeZimbabwe yekuti mabhizimisi avo achachengetedzwa.
Guarantees for us meaning that even with the process of indigenization we are sure that we
izvi zvinoreva kuti chero pasi pemutemo wekupa masimba eupfumi kuvatema tinoramba tiine zvikamu zvakawanda zvemakambani edu. Tinofara kuti tavimbiswa kuti izvi zvichaitika uye tave kutotanga kushanda nemakambani muno kusimudzira nyika ino. Vachinamasa vati hurumende iri kuedzana pose painogona kunatsurudza mitemo yayo kuti ikwanise kukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze, uye vatiwo zviri kudiwa nanamuzvina bhizimisi vekuFrance zvinonzwisisika. Mutemo wekupa masimba munyaya dzeupfumi kuvatema unosungira makambani ekunze kuti ape zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana kuvatema vemuno. Vachinamasa vati izvi zvinogona kushandurwa chete mumakambani asine nezvezviwanikwa, asi vati mutemo uyu ucharamba wakadaro pamakambani anoona nezvezviwanikwa kana zvicherwa. Vachitaura pamusangano wekutambira chikwata ichi wavakaita kumuzinda weFrance muZimbabwe neZuro Manheru, mumiriri weFrance muZimbabwe vaLaurent Delahous vakati zvakakoshawo kuti Zimbabwe ikoshese kukosha kwemidziyo yezvinhu zvevanhu senzira yekukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze. Vachitaurawo nevatori venhau pamabiko aya, mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekutengeserana nemabhizimisi amai Chiratidzo Mabuwa vanoti zvaitwa neFrance zvinoratidza kuti Zimbabwe yave kusimuka munyaya dzeupfumi.
Chandingangotaura ndechekutiko Zimbabwe iko zvino inowanikwa nowatanga. Kana mukagarira kure imuchiti muri vamabhizimisi, imuchiona zvinhu zvichiitika kudai, amen, we are an emerging market for investors. Kana munhu ane mari yake yaanoda kuti iumbe imwe mari, hapana imwe nzvimbo yokuvapo kunze kweZimbabwe.
Vakakurudzira vemabhizimisi vekunze kuti vauye muZimbabwe vachiti nyaya yekutaurisa kunoitwa nevekunze vachiti zvinhu hazvina kunaka munyika ichazovashayisa mukana, sezvo akachenjera sevekuFrance vave kutotora mikana yekutanga mabhizimisi muno.
Zvino zvaakuitika izvi zvokuti vana France vava pano, ndaichimbotaura nechingerezi nchiti nini, zvinofanira kutumira meseji kuvanhu vaive vakatipamba isusu isitaka tiri a former British colony. Kana vamwe hatisiri a former French colony, zvino kana Britain ingazotangirwa here kuzoita zvinhu zvinobatika neFrance ivo vakanga vakatipamba.
Kuuya kwana muzvina bhizimisi vekuFrance munyika kunotevera zvimwe zvikwata zvakabva kuEurope gore rapera kunyika dzakaita seBritain neDenmark. Zvikwata izvi zvakati kunyange hazvo zvichida kutanga mabhizimisi muZimbabwe, zvinoda kuti hurumende itange yajekesa mutemo wekupa masimba eupfumi kuvatema vemuno. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Vatereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusafambiswa zvakanaka kwembeu nefotereza, izvo zvapa kuti vamwe varimi varatidzire muHarare pamuzinda weZANU PF.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Dare repamusorosoro rinoti kunyomba mutungamiri wenyika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika haisi mhosva.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana anokuonekai. Ndini Jonga Kandemire nichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Chris Kande naJonga.
Thank you, Jonga and Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court today quashed the insult cases brought by the state against Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Secretary General Douglas Mwanzora and three others for allegedly denigrating the person of the president.
The Constitutional Court's approach really was to say the facts that were given by the state do not actually constitute any offense, and they should not even have brought this case before the Constitutional Court.
Some irate indigenous farmers stage a peaceful demonstration at the ruling ZANU-PF headquarters demanding the intervention of President Robert Mugabe after they failed to get agricultural inputs under a project allegedly linked to two senior party officials.
They want the president to know that they actually duped by some people who have been using the party logo, the party name. The farmers are just worried the season is wearing off.
And government and health experts admit that the mental health sector has been neglected for long in Zimbabwe, despite the enactment of the Mental Health Act in 1996 and related laws.
Zimbabwe's strategic plan for mental health services will bring mental health services, mental health program at the forefront and raise the profile of these services at high level, at the next level.
Some irate indigenous farmers today staged a peaceful demonstration at the ruling ZANU-PF headquarters demanding the intervention of President Robert Mugabe after they failed to get agricultural inputs under a project allegedly linked to two senior party officials. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The angry farmers, drawn from all the country's 10 provinces, denounced the two party officials demanding an audience with President Robert Mugabe, who was chairing his party's Politburo meeting. One of the demonstrators, Agrippa Luwanja, complained that they have not been able to access farming inputs promised by the senior ZANU-PF and Youth League officials working hand-in-hand with a company linked to the ruling party, Lush Investments. Luwanja said the farmers were not happy that they were yet to receive the promised seed and fertilizer several weeks into the cropping season.
They want the president to know that they were actually duped by some people who have been using the party logo, the party name. The farmers are just worried the season is wearing off. I think in one of the meetings we were actually told by the Minister of Agriculture that the last planting date for maize is around the first week of February.
Luwanja says what is worrying them is that none of the senior officials have given them reasonable answers despite knocking on their doors several times.
The party even knows who are actually involved. I can simply say that. I don't want to mention names. Yeah, you know, I don't want to raise feathers for those who are trying to assist us. But actually what we are looking for is assistance. You know, farming like another sector,
It contributes much to this country's economy. If our economy is agro-based.
Another farmer, Regina Mazivananga, also voiced their anger at their failure to access the agricultural inputs. She said their crops are not growing well as they need a lot of fertilizer. She added that Zimbabwe may experience food shortages again this year as more than 8,000 farmers were affected under this agricultural input scheme. Agronomist Jason Chirinda, who hails from Mashonaland Central Province, said he lost large sums of money to some ZANU-PF officials and large investments who had promised to provide them with inputs for the current cropping season. Chirinda claimed that the two ministers allegedly involved in this scheme are local government minister Ignatius Chombo and agriculture minister Joseph Made, who are both members of the ZANU-PF Politburo. Chombo declined to comment, saying he was in a meeting while Made's phone was not being answered. Meanwhile, the demonstrators failed to meet Mr. Mugabe, who was chairing his party's supreme decision-making body at the party's headquarters. The farmers paid varying amounts of money to large investments, hoping that the company will source agricultural inputs for them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Still on ZANU-PF, the party's Politburo today set up a committee led by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko to investigate the conduct of former Party Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa. Other committee members are ZANU-PF Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere, Secretary for Legal Affairs Patrick Chinamasa, Secretary for Women's Affairs Grace Mugabe, Secretary for Youth Puprai Togarepi, and Politburo member Kembo Mohadi. Mr. Mutasa angered ZANU-PF hawks after charging that the hounding of officials perceived to be supporting former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and the party congress were unconstitutional. He has also threatened to take legal action to void the Congress.
The Constitutional Court today quashed insult cases brought by the state against opposition MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora and others for allegedly denigrating the person of the president. The four were accused of contravening some provisions of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, which criminalizes insulting the president. The state was alleging that Monzora had insulted President Mugabe by calling him a goblin. Chief Justice Godfrey Chijausiku had the court in stitches when dismissing state prosecutor Edwin Nyazamba, who had insisted Monzora had insulted the president. Chijausiku countered by saying, quote, "If somebody calls the president a weevil or gamma tox, are you going to prosecute that person?" Gamatox and weevil are trending words to describe two factions in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Also in the court was Bulawayo resident Chantel Rusike, who was accused of insulting Mr. Mugabe after she allegedly sent a text message through a mobile phone depicting Mr. Mugabe as nude. In another case against MDCT official Gilbert Kagodora, the state withdrew the charges after the prosecutor general's office declined to prosecute. Police allege that Kagodora, while addressing a rally in 2011, had uttered the slogan which says, quote, "Lift Mugabe in the air, lift Grace in the air and drop them on the ground with a thud." The Supreme Court in 2013 scrapped the controversial insult law, saying it breaches people's rights. But the Concord had given Vice President and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa the right to appeal. Mnangagwa subsequently appealed, arguing that the laws must not be revoked since they protect the reputation of the president and the matter is yet to be concluded. More than 70 Zimbabweans have over the past 5 years been arrested and charged with insulting Mr. Mugabe. Lawyer Zimbabwe Chimbwa of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the rulings are significant.
The Constitutional Court's approach really was to say the facts that were given by the state do not actually constitute any offense, and they should not even have brought this case before the Constitutional Court. So, in essence, Kagodora walked a free man.
There were also three similar cases. What was the outcome?
Yeah, it was more or less the same. There was the Monzora case where he was also being accused of having insulted the president, Douglas Monzora. You might recall that in one of his rallies that was held in the lead up to the 2013 elections, he is alleged to have called the president a goblin. And there are also other two cases. I think another one of Rusike, where the prosecution had relied on a message that was sent on WhatsApp, apparently with a picture of the president, but with a body that was naked. And the Constitutional Court was quite clear that, you know, such cases, you know, the prosecution should not bother the Constitutional Court, because with the Monzora case, they likened it to the current situation where you've got the gamma talks and the weevils. And they said, you can't be arresting people when such things are said, because it's said in the political context, and surely there's no charge that arises. Then in the Rusike case, where there was an allegation of a message sent through the WhatsApp, the court was of the view that the messages that are sent off at WhatsApp are essentially private messages, and they do not fall within the condemnation of Section 33, which deals with issues that are said in the public.
The Constitutional Court itself was seized with the constitutionality of this defamation law against the president. What is the latest?
That one has not been dealt with. They didn't deliver a ruling, so we're still waiting for that one.
That was lawyer Zimbabwe Chimbwa of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
An African Union official is dismissed as ill-informed calls by some civil society groups against the possible election of President Robert Mugabe as the body's new chair. Deputy Chair of the African Union Commission, Erastus Mwencha, says the AU rotates the regions from which chairs are picked in a transparent and democratic process. Further, he says, since the election for a new chair will only take place over the weekend, there's no certainty who the chair will be. Mwencha also questioned the motive of the civil society organizations under the banner of the Africa We Want Coalition who are opposing Mr. Mugabe's chairmanship, citing allegations of poor human rights record and undemocratic practices. Mwencha says the civil society groups are likely funded by the West and not reflective of the sentiment of many Africans on the continent. Mwencha tells Studio 7's Sandra Nyaira there's nothing questionable about the chairmanship election process, and those opposing Mr. Mugabe over human rights and other issues should challenge the proper courts.
The chairmanship of the AU rotates from region to region, but once a region is due to lead in terms of chairmanship, they propose candidatures who then are looked at, the summit then elects. And so if a summit meets and elects through that process, what other process then can we adopt that respects rule of law? And coming to have tax on certain individuals is also something that one sometimes wonders, because we know the civil societies in the continent. We have a forum of civil societies. And one of the criteria that we have is that civil societies are of two categories. There are those who generate their resources from the continent. There are those which are paid for by external sources. Sometimes we find some of these civil societies are mouthpieces of other people. They are not speaking on behalf of Africa.
the civil society organizations are citing alleged human rights violations in Zimbabwe over the past decade, including the time when the opposition was strong, led by Mr. Tsvangirai. Do you say that is enough for them to raise the issues that they are raising, and even some ordinary Zimbabweans were saying that as well?
There are several fora that they can use. If Zimbabwe laws are not adequate, if Zimbabwe courts are not competent, you can go to international law, which is also available. In fact, that's partly why in the African Union we are also establishing an African court that can try crime against humanity in case other courts are very expensive or too far removed from us. So that's a value judgment that I cannot comment on.
But can we safely say that Mr. Mugabe, by the end of the week, you will be the chairperson of the AU?
You cannot say it's wrapped up because the election will be at the weekend, and that's when we'll know the outcome.
You talked about the court that you're trying to establish at the African Union so that the African Union can try human rights abuses. How far have you gone in that process?
Well, protocol to give jurisdiction to court has been approved. We are now going into the next stage of ratification, and also to give the court the necessary capacity to be able to try crimes against humanity, because it requires quite a lot of capacity.
And that was African Union Commission Deputy Chair Erasmus Mwencha speaking with Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Meanwhile, President Mugabe left Harare for Addis Ababa, Ethiopia today to attend the African Union Summit, which comes at a time when the continent is grappling with various problems, including Ebola in West Africa and the Boko Haram insurgents in Nigeria. With Mr. Mugabe set to take over the rotational AU chairmanship at the end of the summit, many are asking whether he has what it takes to deal with these problems and many others in different countries, especially where democracy is under threat. Reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya for perspective.
This is a man who is leading one of the poorest countries in Africa, a country that is a microcosm of the kind of challenges that we are talking about. This man is not a mediator. He's not a peace builder. He is set on a course, in a course of destruction. His friends view Boko, you know, with Kukura Wundi, unemployment is hitting double digits. So I do not think this man has the capacity and the depth to be able to confront the challenges. AU chairmanship is not on the basis of competency. It is on the basis of patronage. So I'm afraid out of 10, it's zero.
Every leader comes into office with their own agenda. What do you think will be the Mugabe agenda for the AU?
Look, it is very easy for any chairperson of the AU to regurgitate, old agendas that have been talked about, poverty alleviation, eradication of disease and so forth. But in terms of quality deliverables, I would say this man is focusing on negative deliverables, because he'll be harping all about the Western countries and how they've been doing, they've been colonizing Africa and not talking about serious issues. So he can only manage to achieve uniting authoritarian dictators and other, negative forces like Kabila, the Egyptian, situation in Swaziland and company. But those are negative achievements, and I think his chairmanship is not going to push any of the agenda of development and sustainable growth.
That was political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya speaking with Studio 7 Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Now we take a look at regional and international news.
The United Nations said one of its peacekeepers in southern Lebanon was killed Wednesday as Israel and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah traded fire in the biggest escalation of fighting since their 2006 war.
Jordan's information minister says his government is ready to trade a jailed terror suspect for a Jordanian pilot being held by Islamic State militants.
And the United Nations Security Council and participants in the UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a luxury hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people.
A Government and health experts today admitted that the mental health sector has been neglected for long in Zimbabwe. Despite the enactment of the Mental Health Act in 1996, the Mental Health Policy in 2004, and the recently launched Strategic Plan for Mental Health Services, designed to effectively implement all the regulations. Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo reports.
Today in Harare at the launch of the Zimbabwe Strategic Plan for Mental Health Services, Health Minister Dr. David Parirenyatwa said there are key issues that must be addressed to address mental health in Zimbabwe.
As a government, one of the things that we've done today is to launch that implementation policy from which then derives what activities we will do. One of them is to look at the human resources, how many there are. That's a big issue. Next issue is to look at what are we going to do to prevent more mental illness or mental disorders.
Indications are that Zimbabweans who suffer from mental health illnesses are not accessing health facilities or shy away due to the stigma associated with the health conditions. Dr. David Okello, World Health Organization country representative, said it is important to start looking at health in a holistic manner.
Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. To say somebody is healthy, a country is moving towards a healthy direction, you need to look at all that.
Dr. Okello echoed Dr. Parenyatwa's sentiments and also appealed to the government to effectively implement its mental health strategy.
It is our hope that the launch you are going to initiate today, Zimbabwe Strategic Plan for Mental Health Services, bring mental health services, mental health program at the forefront and raise the profile of these services at high level.
Winnie Ndoro, a sonographer in a private radiology department and a person who's living with bipolar disorder, said the key to living with a mental health condition is to learn and understand how it affects a person on a daily basis.
Because you're bipolar, you've got ups and downs. When you get something which excites you, you get too excited. Even though you'll be on medication, but you have, it's called a roller coaster of emotions. You're up and you're down, you're up and you're down. But it's been a hard road. It's been difficult.
Ndoro said she decided to speak about her condition in order to tackle the stigma associated with her condition. She hopes this will do the same for people with the same or other mental health disorders.
I didn't put a shell around myself. I was open. I would talk about it at church, talk about it at work, talk about it everywhere I would. I would just talk about it.
The Ministry of Health, along with other national and international partners, is expected to begin implementing a strategic plan that is expected to effectively address many issues in the mental health sector. Experts say with this plan, cases of mental health can be effectively treated and regulated. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.
Zimbabwe's economy is most restrained and lies in the bottom five in the world rankings due to policy inconsistencies, corruption and government interference, according to a survey conducted by a leading Washington-based think tank. The 2015 Index of Economic Freedom, which is developed by the Heritage Foundation in partnership with the Wall Street Journal, ranks Zimbabwe 175th among 178 countries of the world in terms of economic freedom. Zimbabwe is only on top of Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea, while Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, and Mauritius are in the top 10 rankings. Last year, Zimbabwe was ranked 176th out of 178 countries. Economist Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says Zimbabwe can still work its way out of this embarrassment, but it's only that it does not have the political will to carry out the necessary reforms.
It simply means that the economic environment is repressed, which means that people cannot exercise their right to start and operate businesses in a friendly environment. So the environment is not necessarily user-friendly. Let me give a very good example that most listeners are familiar with. If you want to run a combi business, it's so difficult. You have to deal with the local authorities. They have to charge their rates. You have to deal with the Zimra. They charge what they call presumptive checks. You have to deal with the policemen on the road. You have to deal with so many layers of agencies that need to get something out of your businesses. So it becomes very difficult to run a business in such an environment. That's why we are number 175 out of 178.
But Dr. Kanyenze, some would view the economic freedom that you are talking of as the liberty of multinational companies to loot and plunder in developing countries.
Well, there are laws that ensure that that does not happen. In the case of Zimbabwe, as you are probably aware, it's the opposite that is happening. Foreign companies fear to come to Zimbabwe because of indigenization laws, lack of clarity. Everything has been left to discretion of line ministers. So you have to negotiate with the line minister to cede 51% of your business to an indigenous person.
That was economist Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe speaking on the phone from Harare with Studio 7. Studio 7 failed to reach Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa for a comment. The chief executive officer of Property 101, a locally based property investment company, Maurice Wove, has urged Zimbabweans to invest in residential properties now while prices are still low. Wove, who is in the United States for a property market investment roadshow, which started in Dubai and will be held in Washington, D.C. this Friday, speaks with Studio 7's Marvelous Msanganyawie about the event and investing in real estate.
What we are trying to do eventually is to come up with a diaspora property fund that allows people to syndicate.
What is different about your roadshow and your company? Because a lot of people that have come in from Zimbabwe have been trying to lure that diaspora to come back and invest in Zimbabwe, but the situation in Zimbabwe is not yet conducive. What's your take on that?
I think that's the one area that we really try and explain to people. I think what becomes important is we are aware of the political and economic situation, but is the pricing of our assets. Are the assets priced right? So someone has to weigh in the risk and the return involved in investing in the Zimbabwean property market. I think which area that we really cover very well in our presentations. The one thing I advised people when I was doing the roadshows was that make sure that you nominate a legal practitioner or a lawyer in Zimbabwe that handles your trust fund. Don't send money direct to sellers. Don't send money in some cases to your agent. You are better off paying $1,000 to a lawyer to have your funds protected.
Would you say that this is the right time to be investing in properties in Zimbabwe, looking at the state of the economy?
No, I think it is because we're coming from a low base, and I think the mantra for every investor is buy low and sell high.
That was Chief Executive Officer of Property 101, Maurice Wove, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Msanganyawie from Texas in the United States.
And now an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of Labor has awarded $10 million toward a cooperative agreement with an NGO to implement a project addressing exploitative labor among youth in Ethiopia. The effort, to be conducted with the group World Vision, aims to help vulnerable youth in Ethiopia develop the skills they need to make a successful transition into good jobs. We know when youth are provided skills training and career services that align with needs in the jobs market, they are less likely to be drawn into exploitative labor, Deputy Undersecretary of Labor for International Affairs Carol Pierce said in announcing the award. The project will promote education and vocational training opportunities and seek to enhance livelihoods and access to social protection programs for youth and their households, focusing specifically on the needs of girls. The project aims to address exploitative child labor by providing youth ages 14 to 17 with marketable skills and support to secure decent work. The project will also support President Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative. Since 1993, the ILAB has produced reports to raise awareness globally about child labor and forced labor. ILAB has also provided funding for more than 280 projects in more than 94 countries to combat the worst forms of child labor by providing assistance to vulnerable children and their families. Based in Washington State, World Vision is a nonprofit humanitarian organization conducting relief, development, and advocacy activities in its work with children, families, and their communities in nearly 100 countries to help them reach their full potential by tackling the causes of poverty and injustice. In its 2013 report on human rights practices, the U.S. Department of State noted that the lack of labor inspectors and controls prevented the Ethiopian government from enforcing the law. the resources for inspections and the implementation of penalties were extremely limited. This project builds on the successes of the Ethiopians Fighting Against Child Exploitation project that was also implemented by World Vision in 2011 to 2014.
And that was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about protests at the ZANU-PF headquarters as farmers demand to meet President Robert Mugabe over a botched agricultural input scheme.
And now, to end the news, the main points once again.
The Constitutional Court today quashed insult cases brought by the state against Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Secretary General Douglas Mwanzora and three others for allegedly denigrating the person of the president.
Some irate farmers staged a peaceful demonstration at the ruling ZANU-PF headquarters demanding the intervention of President Robert Mugabe.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Hello Chris, lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 28 ngozibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Inxa esehluleka ukulungisa ingxabano ezisekhaya eZimbabwe. Udaba lugubura wonke alukakhululwa. Imisebenzi yaphela. Imikhuhlane iyanda. Uzaphumelela na ukuqondana nenhlupheko ze-Afrika i-continent? Awukuze kwenzakale mboyi.
Umongameli Mugabe usuka elizweni elubhekise kwele Ethiopia ukuyangena umhlangano we-African Union okhangelelwe ukuphatha indaba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela izintuthuko, umkhuhlane we-Ebola kanye lokungahlaliseki okuseNigeria.
Abalimi abavele esigabeni zonke zelizwe batshengisela emahofisini ebandla leZANU-PF eHarare bekhalaza ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe angenele kudaba lwabo lapho abathi baxolibezelwa empahleni zokulimisa.
Uhulumende uphawula ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lweZimbabwe National Strategic Plan for Mental Health okusekela imizamo yokuthuthukisa uhlangothi olubona ngabahlaselwa imikhuhlane yengqondo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abalimi abavela ezigabeni zonke zelizwe lamhla batshengisele emahofisini ebandla leZANU-PF eHarare bekhalaza ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe angenele kudaba lwabo lapho abathi iziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF zabaqilibezela ngokubathathela imali kanye lokungabaphi impahla zokusebenzisa ekulimeni njengokuthenjiswa kwabo. Abalimi laba bathi iziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF ezigoqela umnumzana Ignatius Chombo lomnumzana Joseph Mate lamalunga ogatsha lwabatsha zasebenzelana lenkampani ye-Lush Investment elobudlelwano lohulumende yona engagcwalisanga izithembiso zayo zokubapha impahla zokulimisa ababezibhadalele, njalo akulampendulo abayitholayo nxa bebuzisisa ngalolu daba. Senelisanga ukuzwa imbono kamnumzana Chombo lomnumzana Mate ngalolu daba. Asizweni abalimi laba betshengisela. Omunye wabalimi abakhulume leStudio 7 umnumzana Agripa Lwenja uthi okudanisayo ukuthi abakatholi impendulo evela kwiziphathamandla zikahulumende lanxa bebuzisisa ngalolu daba. Asizweni imbono yomunye njalo umlimi umnumzana Jason Chirindi weMashonaland Central.
Bakauya abantu belashi kuma areas kwese
Iziphathamandla
zenkampani yeLush Investment zabuya emizini yethu zathi sibhalise ukuthi sithole impahla zokulimisa. Mina nginje ngabhadala imali efika amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola ngisithi ngizazuza impahla zokulimisa, kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla kulalutho engiluzuzileyo. Kusobala ukuthi ezinye iziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF zingcolisa ibizo laleli bandla. Kunje nje abanye babo yibo abasivimbelayo ukuthi sikhulume lo mongameli Mgabe, ngoba asikholwa ukuthi engafuna ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale.
Abanye abalimi batshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebetshelwe izilimo zabo, njalo abanye babo abenelisanga ukulima njengenjayelo. Bathi isehlakalo lesi sithinte abalimi abedlula inkulungwane esiyisitshiyangalombili 8,000. Omunye wabalimi abakade betshengisela unkosikazi Regina Mazivananga uthi bazaqhubekela phambili ngalokho ukutshengisela kusasa ngoba izikhalazo zabo zingeke mukelwa.
Idale leZanu PF Politburo namhla libumbe ikomiti ezakhangela udaba lukamnumzana Didi Masimtasa, yena othi umhlangano webandla leli oweCongress wenziwe ngompalakazi nyakenye awenziwanga ngemfanelo, ngalokho impumela yawo kumele yesulwe. Ikomiti le ikhokhelwa ngomsekeli kamongameli Mgabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko. Amanye amalunga ayo abalisa umnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere, umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa, unkosikazi Grace Mgabe, Pupurai Togarepilo, umnumzana Kembo Mohadi. Umutasa wetheswa icala lokweyisa lokuhlambaza ibandla ngemva kokuba ethe akusela mbuso okhululekileyo kuzanu PF. Wethule amazwi la esola ukususwa kwakhe labanye bakhe esikhundleni beseteswa icala lokusekela unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, yena oyeteswa icala lokuzama ukugenqula umbuso kaMgabe. Amalunga ezanu PF akucele likaMnangagwa afuna umtasa axotshwe kokuphela kubandla leli.
Uhulumende uphawule ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lweZimbabwe National Strategic Plan for Mental Health ukusekela imizamo yokuthuthukisa uhlangothi olubona ngabahlaselwa imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni, okusobala ukuthi ibisilela isikhathi eside ingananzwa. Intathe yezindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa emkhosini wokuphawula lolu hlelo, umphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr David Parirenyathwa utshele abekade bekhona ukuba kuqakathekile ukuba zengezwe inhlelo zabafundela ukwelapha ababulawa yingqondo, ukwengezelela kulabo abakhona. Ethi okwamanje isimo kasisihle ngoba bebalutshwana kakhulu abakulolu hlangothi. Waveza lokuba ukusungulwa kohlelo luzalandelwa ukuqakathekisa uhlangothi lwempilakahle yengqondo kuzaphathisa ekuqondiseni indlela okumele ithathwe lugatsha lwakhe ukukufeza konke obekusilela sonke lesi sikhathi, lanxa ubesazi mhlophe uhulumende ukuba kuluhlangothi oluqakathekileyo. Lokhu kugcizelelwe njalo ngummeli wenhlanganiso ebonayo ngezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele eye World Health Organization WHO kuleli uDr David Okello. UDr Okello ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aluqakathekise lolu hlelo njengoba imvama abezempilakahle beqakathekisa eminye imikhuhlane ebonakalayo.
Change in disease pattern, including with HIV, natural disasters, post
ukuguquka kwemikhuhlane okubalisa igciwane le-HIV, ingozi, ukuhlukuluzeka engqondweni. Liyazi ukuba ngomnyaka ka-1980 sisiza lapha, iningi lalabo abalwa impi yenkululeko besiza bevela empini kwaba yinkalakatha yendaba. Udubo lokuhlukuluzeka engqondweni belusobala kibo. Lokhe besabhekane lazo lezinkinga, njalo kasiyawuqeda umsebenzi, sikuthatha lula ukuba bayanelisa ukuqhubeka ngempilo zabo. Iningi abazange bathole usizo. Ngibona ingani sekungumsebenzi wengcwethi ukuba lukhangelisiswe lolu daba lwempilakahle yengqondo kulaba bantu. Sengikhulume njalo ngodaba lokudakayo okufana lezidakamizwa lotshwala. Kuyinhlala yenza ukuba lezi ndaba vele zingaqakathekiswa lasesintwini. hachi esintwini kuphela lakhathesi lasikanelisi ukulu qhakathekisa lolu daba lwempila kahle yengqondo kulolu gatsha njengalokho esesithe sakwenza kumkhuhlane okufana lowoqhuqho olwegcikwane leminye.
Kuthi umsekeli kamqondisi enhlanganisweni ye-Center for Disease Control, unkosikazi Paula Morgan, uthi kumele ziqedwe izehlakalo zokubandlulula labo abahlaselwa yimikhuhlane yengqondo. Umqondisi walolu hlangothi kugatsha lwezempilakahle unkosikazi Shelley Sithole uveze ukuthi ukuphawulwa okusemthethweni kwalolu hlelo kulinyathelo elihle ngoba kuyindlela yokuphathisa ukuqhutshwa kwenhlelo eziphathisa abahlaselwa yimikhuhlane yengqondo.
Kusukela namuhla sizama ukuthi sisebenze sonkeni lamanye ama-ministries and le community lama-partners and lama-stakeholders ukwenza ukuthi sonke sibone ukuthi siyaphakamisela phezulu udaba lolo lelokhuzeni olokubona ukuthi umkhuhlane wengqondo uyavikelwa. Nxa sungenile uyayelatshwa. Then sipromote futhi ukuthi impila kahle yengqondo sipromote ukuthi vele umuntu vele angabreak down to the point ukuthi agcine segula umkhuhlane wengqondo.
Lanxa kuthethe isikhathi ukuziqakathekisa lezi nhlelo zempila kahle yengqondo, unkosikazi Sithole ethi ngoba beyingekho indlela eyayihleliwe ukuqhuba imisebenzi okukhulunywa ngayo ngaphansi kwe-Mental Health Policy ka-2004 osekuzagoqela lokuphatheka kukaZulu layekizo
abo. And besides, kumele kube lokuqhubela phambili ngokwelatshwa kungaphelele esibhedlela kuphela. I-community ibone ukuthi khona iyabathatha abantu laba ibahambisa kuma-follow-up clinics ukuthi bathole imithi yabo, because nxa bengasanathi imithi leyana babuyela bayarelapsa ngesilungu esikuthi yikurelapsa, bayarelapsa babuye bheke esibhedlela. So
owake waba ngumahluli osewayekela umsebenzi uJustice Selonare laye ubekulo mkhosi eze njengomgcinisihlalo weboard ebona ngezamalungelo ezibotshwa esezitholakala zilo mkhuhlane wengqondo ye-detained mental health patients ephathisana labodokotela abasebenza kulolu hlangothi lwezempilakahle yengqondo. Uthi uNare bukhona budlelwano obukhulu phakathi kwabathetha amacala labasebenza kulolu hlangothi ngoba bekhona abawadala ngenxa yokugula, kungakho bebasa kubodokotela bengqondo ukuze sazakale isimo sabo ngesikhathi bewadala kakhulukazi awokubulala.
Ngaze kutholakale ukuthi umuntu onjalo uphambene ingqondo. I-verdict kakhulu emangalisa abantu ukuthi siyabhala ukuthi not guilty. Special verdict is that he must be referred to a special home ayokwalatshwa. Ngoba he was not in charge, fully in charge of his faculties ngaleso sikhathi. Yeah. So if general chairman bangaze basentenswe abantu bahanjiswe emlondolozi ukuthi bayekwalatshwa okwesikhathi, we then meet them, sihlangane labo ama-recommendation owa doctor ukuthi ngokuthola imithi eyaneleyo usesilile engqondweni.
Babikwa bebalutshwana kakhulu abaphatha umsebenzi kulolu hlangothi kusukela kubodokotela, ezinye zengcwethi ezinjengama-clinical psychologist labongi, okuyinkinga enkulu ngoba kubuyisela muva imisebenzi yokuphathisana loZulu ohlaselwe yimikhuhlane yengqondo. Uhulumende ukhuthaza njalo ukusebenzelana labelapha ngendlela zesintu kanye lokuba yenziwe inhlolisiso ngokwaneleyo ukuba ziyasebenza nalo bahatshi lezo ndlela. Lanxa esenze imizamo ukuthuthukisa lolu hlangothi lwezempilakahle yengqondo, uhulumende uthi kumele luqakathekiswe ngendlela ephezulu ngoba kuyiyona nsika yempilakahle yomuntu, ziqedwe lezo ndubo ezibangela ukwanda kwalezo zehlakalo okufana lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 12080, laku 15775 kHz. lilako njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Umongameli Mugabe usuke elizweni namhla esiya kwele Ethiopia ukuyaphatheka emhlanganweni omkhulu we-African Union okhangelelwe ukuphatha indaba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezentuthuko, umkhuhlane we-Ebola kanye lokungahlaliseki okuselizweni le-Nigeria okubangelwa ngabahlamuki be-Boko Haram. Ekupheleni komhlangano lo mhla ka 31 kuyona le inyanga, uMongameli Mugabe uzathatha ubukhokheli be-African Union okomnyaka engumgcini sihlalo. Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zithi uMugabe kalungelanga ukukhokhela lumanyano ngoba engumuntu ongelanhlonipho kundaba zombuso okhululekileyo kanye lezamalungelo oluntu. Kodwa esinye isiphathamandla se-AU umnumzana Erasmus Mwenja utshele Studio 7 namuhla ukuthi kavumelani le nhlanganiso lezi. Sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya sambuza ukuthi ubona uMugabe senelisa na njengomkhokheli we-AU ukulungisisa indubo izwekazi le-Afrika elibhekane lazo.
Uba Mugabe ngumongameli kwelizwe elilobuyanga obumangalisayo e-Afrika. Yena ngokwakhe uvele ngumuntu ongayevele kasekho esihlalweni sokuba ngumongameli. Kakwanisi nxa esehluleka ukulungisisa ingxabano ezisekhaya eZimbabwe, udaba lugugurawundi alukakhulunywa, imisebenzi yaphela, imikhuhlane yanda. Uzaphumelela na ukuqondana lenhlupheko ze-Afrika i-continent? Awusuze kwenzakale mfowethu. Ukuhamba nje kwenza nje, kodwa ubaba lo msebenzi lo akhangelane nawo kawusizawukwanise.
Singabona yini senelisa ukudonsela izwekazi le-Afrika kundlela acabanga ngayo, ikakhulu nxa ebheke amazwe angentshonalanga afana labo-Melika labo-Bhilithani?
Ye, ukhona ukuthi uminista Mphathindambo we-finance uChinamasa uhlale ukhuluma ngakho ukuthi kasibe lobungani ubudlelwano obuhle lama-Americans, e-EU, le-World Bank, i-IMF, ukwenzela ukuthi isikweletu sethu sikhohlakale zuze ithuba lokuthi zidinge izimali zakhonale. Bakhuluma izinto ezijeneyo. Mbona ngathi mina uMugabe kasozakhulume ngakho kakhulu ngoba uyazi ukuthi i-foreign direct investment iqakathekile. Uzakhuluma nje okunye kwe-politics, kodwa njengomuntu ovele ethanda ukuxabana labantu kasuzayekela ukukhuluma ngakho, kodwa akuncedi lutho.
Phakathi kwenkinga zonke izwekazi le-Afrika elibhekane lazo, ubona senelisa ukulungisisa ziphi uMongameli Mugabe?
Njengoba sitshile ukuthi inkinga zakhona ziyehlula bona abanikazi ba, i-Nigeria iyehluleka ukulungisisa udaba le-Boko Haram, i-Al-Shabaab yahlupha, ama-refugees maningi e-South Africa. Engikubonayo mina angakukwanisa nje ukuthi aphumelele ukwenza ukuthi abambanise abantu ababusayo okungekho emthethweni. Uzanika i-legitimacy kuma-dictator anjengabo-Kabila abe-Swaziland, abe-Egypt. Yikho nje ngawuthi ukubambanisa nje amazwe e-Afrika ukubusa okulobudlwangudlwangu phakathi esingathi khona ngesikhiwa i-negative achievement.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ucubungula ezombusazwe. Sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela kutshengisela okwenziwe ngabalimi besola okungaqhutshwa kuhle kokwabiwa kwenhlanyelo lemfundiso ye-fertilizer.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni ilingene kuhlelo.
Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi siqale ngokukhangela isivela kwamanye amazwe.
Umongameli wakwele Somalia umnumzana Hassan Sheikh Mahmud usenxuse amalunga enhlanganiso yamalwe ecatha aweqembu labesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo ele-Al-Shabaab ukuthi azinikele ukuze kuxoxiswane kusetshenzelwa nendawonye.
Uhlangothi lwezomvikela inhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Security Council kanye labasemhlanganweni wokukhulumisana umlotha kwele-Libya basole kakhulu ukuhlaselwa kwewetela enkulu esigodlweni salelo lizwe ele-Tripoli okuchiye abantu abayisithoba munye munye befile.
Kufe isotsha elilodwa lebutho elilondoloza ukuthula ele-United Nations kanye lamabili kwele-Israel ekulwisaneni okuqhamuke phakathi kwebutho le-Israel leqembu lakwele-Lebanon ele-Hezbollah.
Izakhamizi zeHarare zikhuthaza umanisipala ukuthatha amanyathelo okuzivikela kumonakalo ongadalwa yikuna kwezulu eliningi ngokulungisisa imigelo yamanzi ukuba ingangeni ezindlini zabo. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Izakhamizi eziningi zemzini weMbare zithi sebelesikhathi eside bebhekana lobunzima bokwandelwa ngamanzi acina engena ezindlini zabo, imigelo isehluleka ukwathala kakuhle. Bethi bacine belahlekelwa ikudla, imbheda lamasofa ngoba sokonakele bengalancedo abalutholayo. Umnumzana John Dube ohlala emzini weEpworth obhekane lempophoma zamanzi zadiliza lezinye zezindlu uthi kasakhangeleli ukuba umasipala lebo kuthi kungabaphathisa kulolu daba ngendlela izinto ezimingayo.
Uhulumende ngala mali, isizwe sonke jikelele nje kasila mali, so kunzima ukuthi isizwe sikwanise ukuthi silungisise udaba lwezulu kumbe ngathi udaba lwamanzi. Isizwe singela mali, imali kanti yona vele yayangaphi? Imali yanjontshwa yena nje ayibona abantu abakhona kuhulumende. Njalo sathola ukuthi abantu abakhona kuhulumende kathesi bakhangele kakhulu ngathi ezepolitiki. Bakijimisana lezo politiki, baya xotshana bayalwa, kabala sikhathi sokuthi bahlale phansi balungisise isizwe. So udaba lwamanzi kubo kungathi udaba lwezulu kubo ludaba oluncane kakhulu ukuthi kabala sikhathi sokuthi bangathi bebaprepare bebalungiselele njengoba besukasunga ukuthi isikhathi sezulu sesifikile balungiselele, ngoba kumnyaka ophelileyo bakhona njalo futhi abanye abantu abafayo, izindlu badilikelwa izindlu.
Esinye isakhamuzi seHarare elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi umnumzana Matthias Kuchuchu uthi sokudingakala ukuthi umasipala ahlale elungele umonakalo onje ngokulungisisa imigelo yamanzi sikhathi sonke isikhathi sokuna kwezulu singakafiki, ngoba indubo zempophoma sezihlala ke zisenzakala phose minyaka yonke kubangela ukuba abantu bengatholi ubuthongo ngoba behlaselwa lasebusuku. Ethi sokumele uhulumende engenele ephathise lasemadolobheni. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yezakhamuzi zeHarare e-Combined Harare Residents Association CRA umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo uthi izulu lihlasele indawana ezijeneyo zedolobha leHarare ugoqela iMbare, Jitungwiza, ePweth phakathi kwedolobha leManyame lezinye. Ethi udubo lukhanya kuyikusilela kwemali.
Idolobha leHarare njengamamadolobha kudala abhidlika, so ukuthi kulungisise into yakhona le kuyahlupha ngokuthi into ezikhona seziningi kakhulu, futhi ungabamba lapha kuyavuleka esinye isikhala kweindawo. So lapha kufuneka a new paradigm shift. Nxa kungekho lokho avele asiyindawo.
Izisebenzi zekhansili zibonakala lapha lalaphaya zigebha ngenjongo yokulungisisa imigelo yamanzi ngesikhathi izakhamuzi zisithi sebephuzile ngoba izulu seliphazamise okuningi njalo isikhathi salo singakapheli. Imizamo yokuthola icebo likamasipala alisaphumelelanga ngoba isikhulumeli sakhe umnumzana Michael Chideme engabambeki encingweni zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Siyabonga Ntambe, silifake kancane ezandleni zika Chris Gande we Studio 7 esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Lingali tshona njani zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lonkosazana Ellen Shiriyedenga, yena ungumqondisi wezokhetho kucelele MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube.
Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Lungasitshela ukuthi siyasibona esikhathini lapha nqa sokuzafika ukhetho kukhulunywa ngodaba lwama voters roll lokunye kunjalo. Kuyini okungakusenzakala okwakathesi ukuze kufika ukhetho kungabi lo dubo olufana?
Okay, ngaqala ngokuthi after i-election le ka 2018 sahlala phansi as ama-political parties lezeki kwaba le-conference. Ku-conference leyi izeki bona bathi bayathula bazalalela izikhalazo zethu zama-political parties labone sikhulume njalo sibone sikhulume ngezinto omele zilungisise. Yakhuluma kabanzi ngezinto ezithile including into nale ye-voters roll, into yabo-voter education, ngendlela nje okhetho lwahanjiswa ngayo. Maybe ngaqala ngendaba eye-voter education. Nxa sikhangela i-election, election is a cycle. Ngoba kungeso umethi ngabe hanti kulo khetho oluzayo singakabali ama-by-elections la yenzakalayo. Kule national election omele ibe khona ngo-2018. So thina as ama-political parties sisebenzelana lezeki. Kulezi into ezithile okumele ngabe khathethi ziku-process. Konthi nxa by the time kufika ku-2018 sezilungisile. Which of which you try pre-electoral period, electoral cycle, you know. In the she kindly, like for instance, gule mcheto le, and this le constitution le is Zimbabwe Ranger. So gule mcheto at the electoral act, okumele align the constitution. Then there's one interesting that transition ayika yenzakali kahle.
Ngeziphi ezinye njalo indubo ezip Patelane la khonoku ukuswelakala kwemfundiso lokunye kunjalo phezu kwe-voters roll.
Enye into eyayikhulumile ku-constitution ukuthi nxa sikhangela into ye-voters roll, amandla lawo athatha from ko-register general le ekhokhelwa ngumbeti. But into le ilokhu ingakayenzakali ngoba khathesi lingabona ukuthi even i-voter registration exercise akulamuntu orejistrayo khathesi ngoba bakutshela ukuthi izeki yona ayikathatha amandla awo ngaphi ko-register general, into yangkhona ayikalungisiwa. So besibona ukuthi ngezinye izinto omele zikhanye ingani ziyalungisiswa zona lezi ngoba i-voters roll yikho kulesiqokecela se-election. Futhi into eqakathileyo okumele sine siyinanzelele njalo ezi political parties esikhala ngayo yi-voters roll yona le eyasetshenziswa ngama-elections aka-2018 ngo-July. Classes is almost 2 years now after i-election yona le and as political parties afika ayibona i-voters roll ukuthi yona yasetshenziswana. Class ikhangela yona i-electoral act. Electoral act ikhuluma ngokuthi ama-candidates wonke even approved candidate ulelungelo elokuphiwa electronic copy ye-voters roll. Kutsho ukuthi i-electronic copy naleyo bakunika iku-disk. But sahamba kwi-election, saze saphuthi election ama-candidates engaphiwanga those electoral copies. Instead, izeki into i-register general eyakwenzayo ngithi a day before i-election mhlaka 30 July yikho saphiwa khona ama-hard copies or e-voters roll. So nxa uyazi kuzo ukuthi liphiwa ama-hard copies that is aphiwe le-Harare ukwazi ukuthi ulama-candidates ayebhinga ulama-candidates ayebedbridge khona ngale kumbe ezumba marambapho ama-candidates onala ayeathola njani ama-voters roll. Njalo into eyayibuhlungu ngakho yikuthi babe unika ibhuku eli-over 700,000 pages ukwazi ukuthi kuseyahlala phansi ulikhangelisise njani ngoba i-electoral act ikhuluma ngokuthi i-voters roll should be in a format yokuthi you analyze it wena as a-candidate, you play around with it ukuthi nganti ama-voters ande so ngiyathola esigabeni lesi ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi njengoba sithona sikhuluma nge-audit yokuthi i-voters roll igcina abantu abafaka kumbe ngesikhathi zani iminini kwiven ku-voters roll ya-last year anti sasizwa ukuthi Ian Smith yena wafaka kudala but he was still in the voters roll. So izinto ukuthi we need as ama-political parties, we need a voters roll which should be analyzed and the constitution yeZimbabwe yasivumela khona lokho. So ngeyinye into vele esikhala ngayo kakhulu.
Njengoba siyabona ukubana lali kuhulumende womanyano kwehlula ukuthi kulungisiswe lokho, manje phokathesi njengoba lingekho la kuhulumende libona ungani kuzalunga njani?
Into ekhulumayo Chris inzima kakhulu and into esiyibone ngoba at least lapha nathi sakuhulumende womanyano ama conditions ama requirements angkona they should be relaxed and so yakhumbuthi water registration yaphinda zabili that mobile water registration yaphinda kabili ngoba it was because of ama negotiators yethu but khathesi into le inzima ukuthi senza abantu laba bevume izanupf government ukuthi bevume izikhalazo zethu ngoba izinqa ukhangele parliament in terms of numbers thina sibalutshwa nezi-opposition even nxa ukhangele izeki yenu ingutando kayiphikisa
lo ke bekungunkosazana Ellen Shiriyelenga obona ngokhetho kucelele MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube ebeselayo kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba thiyani indlebe lilalele kuhlandla lesibili lalingxoxo ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguChris Gande lilayo.
Siyabonga jahalezansi uChris Gande obesethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba ayike singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili
abalimi abavele ezigabeni zonke zelizwe batshengisela emahofisini ebandla lezanu PF eHarare bekhalaza ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe angenele kudaba lwabo lapho abathi baqelebezelwa kumpahla zokulimisa.
Umongameli Mugabe usuka elizweni elubhekise kwele Ethiopia ukuyangena umhlangano we-African Union.
Uhulumente uphawule ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lweZimbabwe National Strategic Plan for Mental Health.
Ayihlukane mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga silichiya ku Studio 7 Live Talk.